Hi there, welcome to the Foot Stomping Free Scottish Music Podcast. My name's Simon Toomier and we're back with loads of great new and classic releases. And we're going to start off with a record from Silly Wizard. It came to my attention. It's the 40th anniversary of the start of Silly Wizard, one of my favourite bands and most influential bands for me. And this album, So Many Partings, was I think the first album that I really loved by a folk band. And this track is A.A. Cameron Strathspey, Miss Martha Knowles, The Pitnacree Ferryman and The New Shillin. Thank you. That was So Many Partings by Silly Wizard, still as fresh as ever. Now, we had sad news at the start of August. We heard of the passing of Maggie MacDonald from Clear the Gaelic Singer. She's the most beautiful singer, but she was just a great lady to know. She always made you smile. And she made records with Arthur Cormack, Marianne Kennedy, Bruce McGregor, Ingrid Henderson, and a band called Clear. And I thought, in tribute to her fabulous singing and personality, we'd play this track from their debut album, and this is Carmichael's Cloth and the Blue Bonnets. That was Carmichael's Cloth by Clear. Two years ago, Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow, and Greg Lawthon put together an orchestrated version of Martin Bennett's classic album Grit, and it was very well received. Everybody loved it. But that was it, and they just did one performance, and people have been talking about it ever since. And this summer, they've had another two performances at it. They played at WOMAD, and recently, last week, they played at the Edinburgh International Festival, which is amazing because it's an orchestra, but it's also folk music, and it's mainly classical music and theatre that play at the festival. So it's just brilliant to have it. And everyone loved this concert in the Edinburgh Playhouse. They have just been raving about it all over social media. So I thought I would play a track from the original album, Grit, and this is called Move. The big 12 weeks. That was Grit by Martin Bennett, and it was featuring the voice of Sheila Stewart, And incidentally, just at the weekend there, I was playing at the 50th birthday of the Traditional Music and Song Association of Scotland, with all of these songs that Martin featured and all these amazing singers. It was a great night. Now, 2 weeks ago, we launched the names for the semi-finals of the BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician Award. It's another great list of young musicians. Where do they come from? They're just getting stronger and stronger. It's brilliant when you get to listen to all the demos. Everyone is fantastic. And the semi-final is on the 8th of October in Cooter Hall in Cooter, South Lancashire, as usual. And I thought we would play Robin Stapleton, the winner 2 years ago. She was one with what this song we're going to play, Blue Eyed Nancy, and she still singing it all over the world, and she's got the most beautiful voice. Here it is, Blue Eyed Nancy. That was Fickle Fortune by Robin Stapleton. We at Hands Up for Trad have an award for innovation. It's called our Ignition Award, and it comes out twice a year. And this year it is going to Rachel, this month it's going to Rachel Newton. Rachel's an amazing fiddle player, Gaelic singer, fiddler, and she plays with many different bands, and she's always got all loads of great ideas, and everything is really different and exciting. And this corresponds with the release of her one of her bands called The She, which you'll have heard me, I played on this podcast before. The new album is called Continuum, and it's an anniversary for them. And what they've done is the band have picked their favourite musicians, and each of these musicians have then written a number for each of the band. And do you get it? And Rachel has chosen Corinne Polwart, the brilliant Corinne Polwart, as her favourite musician. And she's Corinne has written a song based on the Jute Mill song by Mary Brooksbank, and it's called Song for Mary, and it's lovely, and I think you'll really enjoy this.
Oh dear me, the world's all divided, for them that work the hardest are release provided. But I'll just be contented, dar days are fine. But there's no much pleasure living off in 10 and 9. That song, that ditty, was sung the year we got half of our 10%. Mm-hmm. And it was offered next week for the National Health Insurance. So we gained nothing.
On a windless evening in December, she was born into her father's hands. She was the dock worker's only daughter. All the boats were iced in at the harbour. There was no fee for the working man. It was sore and empty arms that caught her. She grew to be a brawy mother, though she'd never bear a bairn herself. She'd raise her four beloved brothers. There was the whole world to look after. She could see the way the chances fell, and she dreamed of something better. She sang, oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, oh dear me. She had the nimble hands of a jute mill shifter, and a weaver's way of making ends meet. She was such a bonny fighter. And in those days of the means test inspector, she raised a red flag on the street and vowed that none would be her master. She sang, oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Steered herself by right and wrong, like so many more before us. She swore that nothing worse could daunt her, while she had power to sing a song, and she left such a mighty chorus. Oh dear me, we do? Oh dear me, oh dear me.
That was the Jute Mill song and Song for Mary by The She, and that album is out on in September, the end of September, I think. So look out for that album, and you can do that at The She's website. Right, we're going to finish off the podcast with session A9. Now, during the summer, we had our foot stomp. We had the Tinto Summer School, and the leader of session A9 is fiddler Charlie McKerrin, and he was a wonderful teacher. The kids just loved him. The event is full of wonderful teachers, but I really just enjoyed listening to Charlie teaching his classes. He's a great tune writer, and his band is called Session A9, and we're going to play a track from their 2012 release, self-titled release, called The Belly Dancer. So thanks again for listening. You can follow Hands Up for Trad at handsupfortrad.scot, where you can join our newsletter and you can get all the latest information, like the Young Trad Award, like our Folkways project, like everything. You can do that, or you can follow us on our Facebook page. It's just / Hands Up for Trad, and we're now doing lots of live streaming of our event, so please check in there for that. And well, go Twitter / Hands Up for Trad. I think you've got it anyway. So great to speak to you, and I'll leave you with a Belly Dancer from Session A9.